Hello and welcome to the big show. Yes, we're back. This week you have to deal with me, the II host, II captain. I don't know. Because Jeff is out on a personal matter, some family stuff came up, and he will be back, but I guess tomorrow for the next show. But with me, I have an awesome panel as always, and I'm going to start us off with the man that has the best t-shirts every week. And this week, yeah, 42. It's a good one.
I keep
So,
saying I'm
which?
subliminally trying to trick you into thinking I'm younger than I am.
Wait, that's your age? I thought you
It's the
were,
answer. It's the
honestly, I
answer.
thought you were younger than
Yes.
that.
Yeah. It's the answer. As far as
So,
I'm concerned, 42 is always the answer.
yeah, it's true.
I
So how are
just
you
I mean
doing?
I'm good, thank you. I'm good. Surviving the snow so far, of which there has been a lot today,
What? You had snow?
unexpectedly. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, several inches of snow right now. It's freezing.
Good thing you don't have to leave the house, right?
Well, no, well, you say that, but there's something one of us has to do outside here, so we're going out at some point.
I mean, dogs do love snow usually. Well, unless it's my dog because she hated anything water based, so snow
Oh
doesn't
no,
faze
he
her.
doesn't like it really. He'd rather stay
Okay.
inside, but we'll see how it goes. He will still drag me around the streets after the show.
You. Now I have a mental picture of you getting dragged through
That's
the
exactly what it looks like. That's what happens. I don't walk him, he
You've been
walks
taken for a
me.
walk. You've been
Yeah,
taken for a walk. Okay.
absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Next to him, we have our sports commentator from the US. Actually, today we're almost all European. Ben, you're our American sports commentator.
I was about to say, technically, I am of European descent.
Yeah, a long
You
time
can tell
ago.
by the fact that you can visibly see that I haven't been in the sun for a while.
Well, just like me. How are you doing? You look
I
awesome
am.
today, by the way.
Yes, I always look good. I got
That's
to make
true.
the show look good, Patrice.
You're the only one. So, no, I'm kidding. How are things?
Things are good. It's snowing. I'm hoping it doesn't ruin my big plans for Saturday, but it's technically still in winter.
Technically, yes, you're right. But I mean, a
And it
little
can,
bit of snow doesn't stop you, right?
yes, and it can technically snick. I'm creating new words. Technically, still snow for another month here.
It can snow for another one.
Technically.
Yeah,
Good one.
I think that's the city, the name of a city in Pennsylvania.
Oh, properly, yes. We should ask Chuck about that. All right, and last but by no means least, we have our man in the church. Ian, how are you doing?
Yes, indeedy. My background is a nice location in the UK, but yes, I am back again. Last week I was busy with some other bits. I'm back again this week. I've been building. I'm starting to build instructional content this week. Oracle. I've got to get my head around all the database and stuff again. Ooh. But it's fine.
Here's how to
It's
delete
reduced.
all your
Here's how to delete all your backup.
backups.
Here's what this silly database does and why you should back it up. And that kind of thing is what I'm doing at the moment. So yes. So yeah, all good fun. All good fun. But yeah, no, all is well other than that. Nice. It's whereas I mean I'm only probably about 30 or 40 miles from Rich, I think, down here in York, Yeah, something like that.
and I've got no snow yet
All right.
because we're in the bottom of the
What?
valley, because we're in the vale.
Yeah, we
The
have a
stuff
lot
comes
of
off
UK
the
that's
Pennines,
continued.
hits you guys because you're at the tops. It blows over the top, melts when it drops down to me, and then blows over to the other side to get towards Whitby and Scarborough, so I don't get any of it. Which I'm perfectly happy for. I'd rather have rain than snow, but we'll see. Oh yeah, me too. Me too. Yeah, it's been raining here as well, but we've had some really nice spring days already where it was like was like 15 degrees or something Celsius, so about 50 something Fahrenheit, high 50s almost. So it's been really nice. I said yesterday it rained a little bit. Today it was beautiful again. So can't complain. All the snow you can keep. Like I don't want it. Like send me your sun. Like I need the sun. So
Okay, I'll send over my cat.
okay. You can do that I would rather take Richard's dog, but I'll take your cat. All right, who has the first story for today? Let's talk about some tech. Let's see. Who has the fastest fingers?
Oh, sorry, I do
have
have
why
one. I guess
not?
that's Ben.
Oh, yes, Ben, that is bait me.
Yep, so we're gonna talk about Bing, something that
Nobody
we
ever
would
does.
never, never thought we'd be talking about in multiple stories within a couple of weeks of each other, because we had probably talked about Bing in a couple stories in the last 10 years.
At most, yeah, probably when it was introduced and then never again.
So, everybody knows the real reason that Microsoft went with this ChatGPT enhanced Bing. It's because Google pretty much made Bing a non-factor. Well, apparently it's working because there are now around 100 million active users.
Yeah, and all it cost them is what was it? 10 billion or something? How much did they invest? I don't remember. Or was it 100
I mean,
million?
part of that, of
Yeah.
course, is the fact that you get Edge browser now with Windows 10. The default a search engine is Bing, and people probably and a majority of the muggle, the general user, doesn't change it, doesn't bother using Google. If it types it, it comes up with a search result. Yeah, that's fine, and carries on.
Yeah,
And so
I'm
for
not so sure. I
a
mean,
lot of the general user probably just doesn't know. It's all that hateful homepage thing that's on Teams that not Teams on Edge, which is just this big wall of mindless news that destroys your brain. If you search from there again, you're going to use Bing.
I'm not so sure about that, but because I mean, you look at the numbers that Google has, and I think most people, even though Bing might be the default. Or might simply be like show up in Edge, they still go to Google. I think
Some
it
amount
has
of
more
people
to
will.
do with what Ben said, like the hype around ChatGPT and how many people have. I mean, it's all over the place. It's in the mainstream news. Like who like that's a rare thing that something techie and geeky shows up on whatever your local newspaper is.
I'm here looking at
I
the
mean,
chat GPT on Bing thing for the first time ever.
so are many people.
What, right. So, I mean, with regards to the story, I'd love to see what their market share is next month when everybody's gone and looked once at the chat GPT thing and gone, oh, and then never gone back to it again. Because I feel like that's what this is. Like, that has made 100 million people go, and they can put that in a thing. And then next month, no one. Because it was just everyone going and doing one search and going, but why do I need this? And I'm going, but it's AI. And I'm, yeah.
But I mean, it has to some extent a halo effect. Like once people see it and once people use Bing, even if it's like 5% of the people who came stay, that's still a win for Microsoft.
It is, absolutely. I mean, yeah, I'm not saying they shouldn't have tried this, whatever. I'm looking at it now. I'm never going to use it again for anything. And this is solving a problem I didn't have.
Well, now you have two problems.
Well, I mean, the thing is, it's not trying to solve your problem. It's trying to serve the Microsoft revenue problem or solve it.
Oh, of course. But from an actual, like, when you look at the examples it's giving me, like why could I not find that before? Arts and crafts ideas with instructions for a toddler. Was that unobtainable through Google?
Yeah.
Yes, I needed to be able to type that in like that to find arts and crafts ideas.
But if you go to Google
and type arts and crafts ideas, does it just come back blank page? No idea what you're talking about, mate. None at all.
But here's the thing, Rich. Before, when you did it, there wasn't a chance that the search engine would go haywire and try to unlock the nuclear missile codes.
Yep.
That's true. It does add an interesting war gamesy kind of edge to my daily searching.
You want to play a game?
End of the world?
Yeah. I mean, I've said it before. I don't know if Bing is the solution, but I want at least a second and a third option. Because the monopoly that Google has is not healthy.
I mean, that's fair enough. That's totally fair enough. How do I make it write emails and stuff for me? Everyone's banging on about this. How do I make it do that?
Oh, it's probably integrated in your email client already.
Yeah. Is it? What's my email?
I don't know.
In Windows Mail? It's not in Windows Mail. They've not updated Windows Mail for 8 years.
Okay, that maybe not.
It could be the same, isn't it?
It's not in Outlook yet. So
no,
I haven't seen it yet. But I mean, that's only a matter of time.
I keep reading things like, oh, I got ChatGPT to do my homework for me, and oh, it's writing all my essays.
I mean,
where is that?
You just open ChatGPT, like the site, and you say, write an essay about this topic and that with these points or whatever, and it does it.
Yeah,
I've had it right.
I've been playing with an AI thing this week. I'll talk about it on my cool thing.
I can't make it do anything. Never mind. I'm thoroughly unimpressed with AI so far.
There was literally, I mean, one of the funnier stories was, there's a project in a company that was kind of winding down. And someone said something, we should write an end of project message in Ukrainian. And I was like, I went into ChatGPT and asked ChatGPT to write an end of project message in Ukrainian, and it did it. And it was, according to friends of mine, actually, who speak Ukrainian, who are from Ukraine, but it wasn't too bad, actually. I mean, it's complete BS for sure, but like, content-wise, it kind of made sense. So yeah, you can do some crazy stuff with that. And I'm pretty sure stuff like having ChatGPT write your homework. I don't think that's that crazy because I mean that's literally homework is anyway just repeating just the other word, repeating what someone else has already said. Which ChatGPT is very happy and very capable to do.
Yeah, I saw a thing with some kid bragging that he had ChatGPT in his computer, obviously, and then he had his computer hooked up to a plotter that was holding a pen and using a handwriting font to just.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah, but it's not. It's a lot of work once, and then he's not doing homework for the rest of the year. That's it.
I would have done that, probably.
Surely you must be able to. The teachers would be one way of being great. Hey, one, your handwriting's got very neat all of a sudden, Mr. Smith.
It certainly got consistent.
It got consistent. That's the problem.
Your article's remarkably like the sources we've seen online. Why would that be?
Yeah.
And why is it not in your own words?
Yes.
I just don't think that would wash. It's one thing for some of us to generate a bit of fluff and a bit of a filler content for something to write. We're writing. Yeah. It's another thing to have it do the entire homework. No, just no.
Yeah. Also, this history report is written in a continuity where the Nazis were on the moon.
That might be more of a problem, yeah.
And it's also denying the moon landings. How comes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that might be more of a problem. Yeah, or it took some fictional story from someone and just turned it into like history.
I've
it
actually
has done that. So
I've just asked it to write a description for my YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm. Any good?
It's not doing bad so far.
It's real. Well, those sort of things, I think it works when you've got a message with it and you want a nice some good wording around it. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think there's, and you want somebody to help you sort of like in a Grammarly-esque thing of trying to find somebody to help you word it nicely. I can't see anything wrong with that sort of usage.
Yeah, as long as you give it the facts that you wanted to include, and it just has to do kind of a creative writing task. Just write it in as many words and as nice sounding as possible. It's doing a good job. It's just when it comes to facts where it gets kind of murky.
It's done this really well. So I told it, write a description for my YouTube channel about BPD and NPD. And it's going, welcome to my YouTube channel dedicated to exploring borderline personality disorder and narcissistic personality disorder. In this channel, we'll discuss the characteristics and symptoms of BPD and NPD, as well as their causes and the impact they can have on individuals and their loved ones. We'll explore the different treatment options available for managing these conditions, including therapy, medication, and self-care techniques. And it goes, and that is actually, I'm just going to copy that.
Mm-hmm. As I said, like it for stuff like that, it doesn't, like, I mean, with some light editing, it doesn't do a like too bad of a job. As I said, just don't rely on it for any facts. Like,
well, that's because I'm not asking it to find anything clever there. It's found what I was talking about when I said BPD and NPD, which could have been,
which was things. Lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's defined a thing. It's defined a thing and put a sentence around it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I mean, again, I'm perfectly happy for that. If I ask it, can you give me some information on this? And it puts a sentence around it. Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, that's fine. That's useful.
Yep. I've said ever since Stable Diffusion came out that the robot uprising would come about because the robots realized, hey, I'm doing all the work, but the meatbags are the ones getting paid.
Yeah.
It's true. That is true. You know who is not getting paid, or at least not yet, is Ian, your story. What's
it? Yeah.
I thought you were going to say TSO host.
I
should have done that. I would have been
better. I thought we were going there. I thought we were going for an early advert there.
But it was too early.
My stories are one and the same, and they all have the same root about them. It's end-to-end encryption in the UK is under threat, effectively. We've at the moment going through Parliament a online safety bill in order, with very laudable aims, of protecting the young and the vulnerable.
Or rather, that's what politicians are telling us what it's about.
Yes, exactly.
In reality, it's about something completely different.
It's about, and one of the things they would like, both WhatsApp and Signal, the two that I've highlighted there, that were two sort of, they were talking to their CEOs this week. Both of them have said, no, I'm not going to do that. We'll leave the UK. So that's two services we'll lose if this does come through, because they're not willing to put either remove the end-to-end encryption on their messaging systems, or to allow a backdoor, which is the other way around it. I mean, historically, we've had this for years where people like, I mean, BlackBerry for one, years ago, they were asked, the US government asked them, BlackBerry, and they said no. And it's much the same now. No one's going to give them the algorithms to see into the encryption codes.
Sorry, go on.
And it's just now becoming, what does anyone think? I mean, really, my question is, again, it reminds me, I use one more of a talking point than anything else.
Is this the same online safety bill that they've been trying to push through for, I want to say, about 15 years?
It probably has the same roots in it.
It's been a perennial story, the online safety bill. And this
it's the same one we've been.
And it's still not a thing. Honestly, since like the early 2000s, because it started off with this has got all the porn stuff in it as well.
Yeah, that's right.
We want to do this. And then the world goes, you can't do that. That's not possible. And then it goes away again. And then it comes back with this other. And now we'd like to do that. You can't do that either.
If you want some horrid legalese and all the nonsense, there is the actual bill now chucked in the chat, so you can actually see what's going on.
Because this was the one
through the Commons and approved. And it's now in the Lords.
Right. They had a version where they were going to make it so every streaming porn site had to collect credit card information for proof of age. Then this was the bill where they were going to have every ISP collect and hold for 6 years every website you visited on your internet connection.
So we're going to cache all of our...
Until they said, look, do you know how much data that is? Seriously.
Yes. And they went, no, we can't do that. We haven't got the space.
And that was you can't do that. And that was after, you know, and it's just everything again. That's just a dream you're making up because you don't know about technology at all.
Yeah.
And this feels like another thing.
It's another thing.
Yeah, but they keep trying, and eventually, I fear they're going to succeed.
Yeah, I mean, one of the WhatsApp chap said, interestingly, one of his comments, well, it's the only liberal democracy where we're being actively banned. I mean, Iran, one thing, and China and all these other kind of places, another. But the UK... Why? It's there's an amount of craziness. I don't know where we go next with the ability to have secure and private communication, at the same time protect those that are vulnerable. Because I have a concern about that. These bills have all come out from various entrapment things that have happened where people have been murdered. There have been vice rings and paedophilia rings that have all been run under the cover of WhatsApp and Signal
and
BlackBerry and before that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're always found because someone within them is stupid.
Yeah, either or by
very nature. Again, the wet meat bag is the weak link in all these systems.
Yeah, either that or you look at the ends. Like you find one person who has all the unencrypted stuff on their device, and from there you can go to the next person and so on. Like, I mean, that's how even with cryptocurrency and so on, that's how oftentimes it works. You just start at one end and then keep going. So the encryption has, I mean, I wouldn't say it's never been a problem. There's probably been some cases where it just made work harder, right? For sure, probably a lot of cases where it made the work harder for the people who were trying to find out what's going on. But it's never been impossible, and they've always found a way.
But the ciphers get bigger, and then it will become harder and harder as we get longer.
But the technology also gets better and better to crack it again. So
if you need a cray to crack it, surely then that kind of defeats the object of the exercise. You know, it's...
Yeah.
Where'd you stop? And sorry,
you had the thing with end-to-end encryption, you don't even need to crack the encryption.
Mm.
You just need access to the device at the end.
Yeah.
There are ways to get there.
You know, these crimes existed before WhatsApp.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah,
they all went on. You know, and it's
text messages then.
Yeah.
And before that, bulletin boards.
Yeah.
And before that, dead letters. I mean, come on, it's you know, it's none of these things are new, or the only thing they are now with the digital age is more accessible for those that wish to access it, because the digital world makes all these things more available.
Yeah, I mean, what's going to happen is very easy. Nobody uses WhatsApp anymore, and they go to another service that is more secure, and you have the problem again.
Yeah, but those services in the UK potentially can't be end-to-end encrypted.
If you look at, don't take the UK, take China. Probably one of the more oppressive countries in the world. And people still find ways to communicate. I mean, is it hard? Is it dangerous? All of the above, yes.
Hang on, isn't our internet actually more controlled than China? It's up there with China, isn't it? The British
and
internet.
UK, probably. Really?
Yeah,
DNS capture and filtering. A certain, I mean, the old thing about, I don't know if it's still the case that you can't get to pirate by ear.
Yeah, you can't.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one I remember historically. Yeah. Things like Pirate Bay's blocked.
We're in sort of the top. I think it's the top three, top five countries of censored websites in this country. Yeah. We're up there with China and North Korea.
Yeah, but I mean, the difference is still, like, in China, you probably get sent to, like, like a prison or
that's true.
Killed,
here you just use the VPN in Opera to access Pirate Bay.
yes,
that's it.
Or use one of the alternative sites that haven't been banned.
Oh, they block up. There's loads of them are blocked. There's loads of them.
But it's a cat and mouse game.
Do you know what? They did it once, right? They did it. It was a gesture of a thing. We'll block Pirate Bay and the other two or three people have heard of this week. And they're blocked and they've never updated that list. They just did it once. So Pirate Bay is still blocked because it's still on that list. But that's it. And do you know what I've noticed as well? Clearly, that's really your more established ISPs or bigger ISPs that are doing that because the one I'm on now isn't, you know, but we're providing internet for me and eight other guys. So it's not that big a deal.
Yeah, exactly.
And here's the thing with it. Number one, the UK itself is not a large enough entity to make this stick. Because for it to work, it has to stick elsewhere. The EU could do that. We in the States could definitely do that. But, I mean, especially when you have Android and with potentially similar sideloading coming up with the DMA, people are just going to sideload the app and use it illegally.
Yeah.
Are you suggesting for a second that the Great Britain is not as powerful as the EU? Because I think we had a vote on that a few years ago, and I think you'll find that we decided that we were every bit as powerful as the EU on its own.
And how did that turn out?
If we want to ban an app, we'll ban an app, and the world will bow down before us.
Yeah,
we decided that, so it's true.
Okay,
true, everybody.
Capital T.
And also, the sun doesn't set on the British Empire.
God, no.
No.
It doesn't really come up anywhere anymore, but, you know.
Yeah. I mean...
But will they set a precedent for the rest of the world to follow us? And get away with it in the UK in a modern liberal democracy? Will that start the windfall around the world of the rest of the EU and then the US that... It becomes a siren call for everybody else to come up to jump on board the same thing. So we
I mean the people the politicians who are for it and those exist everywhere. I mean in the US there's a discussion. In the EU there's a discussion, probably about like also 15, 20 years. Those will for sure use it and try to use it and say, hey, look, UK is doing it and they're a democracy or they pretend at least, so we can do that too. I mean, the discussion is honestly way, way older. I mean, it's probably as old as encryption is, or at least as modern encryption is. It's always a trade-off. Privacy and security, and that just this doesn't just mean security for like communications for us sending whatever nonsensical messages we're sending. Mm-hmm. But it's also encryption for like more serious things like medical data and so on, which honestly also is a question. Then, like, if you weaken encryption and build in backdoors, like, where do you put them? Like, do you want backdoors in every system? Because any system could be used.
I think that's what they'd like. I think they'd like a key. I think they'd like, if you use encryption, we like, but we'd like a key.
Yeah.
That's really what they're saying. If we request it, we want a key for the messages.
It's
very smart people. Very smart people in the world, and I would say in the US especially, because they're kind of leading on that, have decades ago decided that that wasn't a good idea, because the second you have the key or you have a backdoor, someone else will find it. It's just a matter of time. I mean, they find backdoors even when you don't intend them to, even when you don't even know there's a backdoor or there's an issue. Like, that's how all those like break-ins and like weak encryption. Like, I mean, the encryption methods we used 20 years ago are not, for the most part, not being used anymore because they've been broken.
It's all a bullshit argument with the security.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, 100%. Until like, when has there been an incident anywhere in the world where, you know, the police have been able to say, if only they hadn't used WhatsApp, If only
they hadn't organized
on Signal, we could have stopped this atrocious loss of life. What we have had is MI5, was it last month, having to make a public apology about the Manchester Arena shootings when they said, yeah, we knew these guys for years. Just didn't do anything. Sorry.
Yeah, the bombing at Manchester Arena. Sorry about that.
I mean, totally knew they were going to do that. Just, well, you know, we'd had a big meal and a few drinks, and you know how you get after that. And they were like, so... You know, doesn't matter. And they don't, WhatsApp had nothing to do with that.
I mean, is it possible that if all communication had been unencrypted and open, that they might have prevented some loss of life?
No, because they knew they were there anyway.
Because they were in the Manchester case. But I mean, like, in general, I would say it's possible, yes. Because, I mean, you can't argue with that. Well, I think
it's one of those things that I think we worry about it because it feels like a thing that you should worry about. Feels like a thing that could be in an episode of 24 or something like that. But in real life, it's bollocks. It's never happened. It's never real. It's nothing. Not once ever.
No.
And if it was a thing, it would have happened by now.
Let's imagine a world where all communication was open and monitored. I think you could argue that someone might potentially maybe have seen something and prevented something. You could argue that, but that's why it's a trade-off.
But if it was that, can't you imagine that during all of this, some bad actors wanting to do something would find a way of encrypting? So
100%.
It couldn't be.
It wouldn't help.
You know, so it wouldn't help. For one hand, there's the other. You know, it's always the case.
Do you know, I'm waiting for the day when they have this big terrorist attack and they were writing letters to each other. We never thought about it. They got a pen and a paper and they sent the piece of paper in the mail.
We had no idea.
We couldn't open all of these envelopes.
Most dangerous implement in the world here.
Rich, you're saying that is literally what's happening. A lot of terrorists are going old school and are going low tech because the more technology they have, the easier it is to track and to crack things. If you go low tech, it's low, but it's way, way harder to crack. Sending a letter from through some trusted couriers from whatever, the Middle East to the US, probably takes a long time. But it's way harder to track than a WhatsApp message.
Yeah. Maybe they should decrypt the Royal Mail. Oh, wait.
Oh, yeah. Maybe they should.
People have tried. You're getting bothered for that.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Stealing the mail, you're definitely getting bothered for that. People have gone to jail for it.
Whose story was that? I think Ian, right? Yours?
That was me, yeah.
Oh, like, that leaves Rich.
Hang on. Here we go.
Either rich or poor.
No, he's rich.
I can be both.
Can you?
I am rich. I'm also poor.
Okay.
It works like that. That's good. TikTok are letting us charge for premium content now. So now I have something else to do, which is great. look forward to some repurposed premium content from other subscription services. TikTok, I think, are doing really well still. They're now adding further monetization things. As a creator on that, I have very little to complain about, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, they're expanding the creator fund and the payments and so on. More and more. So.
Yeah, and this is just yet another thing. It's something I might actually well take advantage of. I've got premium content on other platforms. I feel like I should be getting ready to complain about stuff because I complain about stuff a lot.
Have you turned British now? Because you're not complaining. Are you all right?
It's German if you complain a lot.
Exactly. If you complain a lot, you were German. Would be German.
So it's my family's heritage coming back and helping me just be angry about things. But Yeah, no, I'm actually quite pleased about this. And what else have they done recently? There's lots of ways to make money from TikTok compared to other platforms.
Yeah, didn't they even introduce new tools recently? I seem to remember something.
I'm not sure if they have. I'm not using them.
Yeah.
But they, much like the amount of engagement that you get is just far more on TikTok than any other platform. So are the financial engagements that you get. When people come on your live, it's far more likely that you're going to get something from them. And TikTok do a really good job of doing that. They have, you know, because you buy virtual gifts for a creator. You buy the little hat that makes it look like they're wearing a hat for 3 seconds or whatever. It's much more fun than, whereas YouTube go the way of click this button to give them money, which is fine, but that's a lot less fun than click this button to put a hat on them or make it look like they're wearing sunglasses for a second or whatever. They're ways of driving engagement, keeping people involved and doing something is just YouTube need to start paying attention to this thing a lot more.
Oh, I think they are, but they're having a hard time doing anything about it.
And it's because they're copying the easy bits, the endless stream of video. And that's
the shorts.
That's so easy to do. And everyone has done that now. There isn't a social platform that doesn't have that.
Yeah, and because it was easy.
Yeah, because that was easy. But TikTok is still going strong because there's something else on top of that endless stream of videos that they get right. And it is that engagement that they drive. YouTube can't come close. And they're not as fun.
No.
Really. And there are so many things with YouTube where you still want to grab someone and shake them and say, but for God's sake, why can't you fix this? Why do I need to use two separate apps to post a YouTube short? I have to use the main YouTube app to upload the video, but all of the tagging and the naming it and everything that I have to go out into the YouTube Studio app to use. And even those combination of apps don't have all of the settings you could want. So sometimes you have to log into the website to change things.
Jeez.
And it's like, but your YouTube.
Yeah, they defined.
Probably one of the biggest companies on the planet.
You can't put uploading and posting a video in one app. That takes two apps and maybe a web. It's incredible. It's staggering. And that's how it is. I don't like posting YouTube shorts. And at this point as well, the fact that they're limited to a minute just means I don't bother most of the time.
Mm. Yeah. Is TikTok's demographic still very much the under 30 or the 25 under sort of
all
thing? Or is it now?
No,
is it
it's
now,
all over the place. I would say it probably leans younger.
Is it broadening out now?
Yeah, I think it probably still leans younger than YouTube does, just because of how long YouTube
that's
has been around.
I mean, that's where it started, didn't it? The younger people were more
into it. But it's definitely all kinds of ages, heck, Mandy Patinkin has been on TikTok for forever.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. So, yeah.
Yeah, he's not young anymore, is he?
No, not really.
Patrick Stewart was reading A Christmas Carol in the build-up to Christmas on his TikTok channel.
Yeah.
Maybe I should take a look at it then. I keep ignoring it, thinking it's for my teens and not for me, you know, really.
That's the thing. I mean, that's the thing that's really cool about TikTok and really dangerous about TikTok, which is why I'm not using it as much. Mm-hmm. Anybody can go in and can find really good, really for you relevant content in not a lot of time. Mm-hmm. The problem is once you're in there, it's really hard to get out of it.
Yeah.
It's another rabbit hole, and another video, and another rabbit hole, it's a rabbit hole you can fall down and forevermore, keep falling
like Alice in Wonderland sort of thing.
You have to sort of take 10-20 minutes of it tuning itself to you at first. And I think that's what puts a lot of people off, that in that first but you'll be shown loads of stuff you do not want to see, and you'll hate it, and you just get rid of it, and the more you keep getting rid of stuff, the more stuff you actually want to see will keep rising up, and eventually it's 4 a.m. And where did that day go?
Yeah, exactly.
And yeah, and why do I know so much about how to fix horses' hooves now? What is that about?
Yeah.
That no, kind of thing.
I honestly avoid it these days because of that, but I've learned a lot of really good things from TikTok, like more than I've ever learned from YouTube.
No, really my daughter tells me about BookTok being brilliant in terms mm-hmm. of short reviews mm-hmm. of stuff that she's gone on. And I've yeah. read a couple of her recommendations from there that have been yeah. really good.
Oh, it wants me to do BookTok all the time. That's the thing. It just pops up at me when I log in now. Like, join BookTok. Make a BookTok video, please. And sell things as well. I can earn commissions with getting products from TikTok shop and making videos, trying to sell them and all kinds of stuff. I mean, I'm not going to do that because it's not relevant for my sort of content. So, but
it's not relevant for Rich Talk?
No, it's not. Not for Rich Talk.
Is there a Mind Talk then for
oh, there
kind
is.
Of work for mental health and that kind
oh,
of
there
area?
Is,
of
there is.
Mental talk, yeah.
I didn't think it would be called that.
No, no,
it's
there
everything.
Is. Everything you want. Like, I've been, and I said, I've learned about myself quite a few good things from TikTok. Like it's really interesting once you're in there. So
oh, okay.
it's just a time sink. So
I may have a small evening's viewing of things. Mm.
Yeah, the only thing I can recommend is set a timer. Like otherwise you're gonna spend the next hours in there. Like say, okay,
yeah,
I'm gonna spend whatever, 15 minutes
food
or five
car,
videos.
Food cars
or whatever.
And God knows what else, yes.
Yeah.
What else I can find?
Yeah.
Books.
So I think we have time for one more story. So I'm going to throw mine in, which is something positive. After all the doom and gloom about the UK and so on, you might have heard that NASA was trying or has actually already done. Like they did a mission where they basically crashed a spacecraft into an asteroid to see if we can deflect one. If we needed to. And it took a while it was like early on, they were like, yeah, it's actually looks like it's going well. But now they finally released the official report and it's gone really well. They're quite happy with the results. It was
it only moved
a little bit. Like it's like a small spacecraft against not big but still large, way larger and heavier like asteroid, but if you do that early enough, a few degrees or like every tiny little bit of like impact enough changing the trajectory actually makes a difference. Because just because how big space is and how
yeah.
everything is moving. Like, in space, nothing ever stands still. Everything is moving.
Yeah, because if we nudge that just a tiny bit out of our sphere of influence, and then we've moved a little bit too, that gulf then becomes bigger. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. That's, mm-hmm. that's all this is making me think of is the movie Deep Impact
oh, yeah.
Armageddon.
Yeah.
Two terrible films, to be honest. But that's I can't help but think about those.
It's just making me feel that NASA need to crack on with a tractor beam, if we're honest.
And then use a tractor beam to throw an asteroid against the spaceship.
See, then what we do is we blow it up with a photon torpedo.
Oh, that's true.
We need also crack on with the photon torpedoes.
Yeah, that's true. And
warp, then once we've done that, of course, then we'll be in the world where we're going to build spaceships on the outside of there, and then we'll be the Enterprise and hey, the future.
This is it.
So the good news is the asteroid was actually about half a mile in diameter, so pretty decent size, and they deflected it by 33 minutes, whatever that is. I think that's like an arc value, right?
Yeah, minutes are within degrees.
Yeah, yeah, something like
yeah.
that.
So it's
I remember school. Yeah.
Degrees.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's the thing of me, isn't it? Yes.
Yeah. Something about that rings a bell. So as I said, which in space is more than enough for it to miss Earth if it was on a collision course. There's nothing that we know of that is on a collision course with us in the, let's say, foreseeable future. But I mean, space is big and time is long, and eventually it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So better to be ready for it, I would say. I mean, the dinosaurs were not. So that's what happened.
And we're losing Bruce Willis right now, which
is worrying. That's true. Yeah. I mean, we still have The Rock, so maybe we can do that.
Oh, that's true. I think The Rock needs to step up.
I think that's all.
Throwing a rock at a rock. There's some marketing there. Somebody could do something with that. Come on. God.
Can you also put him on Alcatraz? The asteroid is cooking.
Launch him from Alcatraz at an asteroid, and the rock launch from a rock, the rock at a rock. There's a film somewhere.
While playing some rock.
Yes. And film will just
put
be
that in the show title.
Rock. Hang on, I'll get ChatGPT on a script for this.
Oh my God. I mean, it probably could write a script because all the movies are kind of similar. So it probably has that all. Yeah. Anyway, I mean, it's good news. And the good news as well, you did not need any advanced reconnaissance for this mission. So you didn't have to send anything to like analyze the composition of the asteroid and all of that. Like, wasn't necessary. Blunt instrument, like just smash it into it as fast as possible with some weight, and that's enough. So that's good news.
You want also is good news?
Here's a host.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, that's our sponsor for today's show and actually all of our shows. They're a really awesome company. They host literally everything on BTN, our two servers for the live stream and also for the website, all our content. Like all of our services. And Rich, like, I'm going to come back to you in a second. I've seen you.
I told ChatGPT, write a script for a movie starring Dwayne Johnson where he takes off from Alcatraz to fight an asteroid, and it's doing it.
We'll get back to that in a second. Teaser Host, really awesome company. If you need domain names, if you need servers, like virtual servers, they do like WordPress hosting and so on. If you just like, if you don't want to deal with a server and you just want the WordPress site or stuff like that, they have all of that. They're a really awesome company. Really top-notch support. We've never really needed that because, I mean, one, I do this professionally, so I know what I'm doing. But two, I've never had any problems where we needed support. Like, the servers just keep on going, and there's nothing happening, nothing down, nothing wrong with them. Like, it literally just works. But I've seen on social media some people who had questions and reached out to them, and they were really responsive and really helpful from my perspective, and people seem to be very happy with them. So if you're in the UK, or actually probably doesn't matter where you are, if you want a UK-based hosting company and you're looking for one, head over to TSO Host and give them a try. And the awesome thing is, if you use the offer code BTN20, then you get 20% off everything they're offering. And all they want for all of this awesomeness is that you head over to your favorite social media. I haven't checked if they're on Mastodon. I should check that. But they're definitely on Twitter and I think Facebook. And is there something else? Instagram, probably. Just head out there and say, thank you, TSO Host, for supporting BTN. That's how awesome they are.
That is awesome. Hey, Patrice, tell us about the chat.
Yeah, since we've had all those awesome links in the chat, and like if you wanna find the link to the bill, what is it, 3137, head over to our chat. There is a live chat that you can join. Like, if you're listening to this live, which you can do every Thursday, 7 PM UK time for the big show. Also, by the way, 4 PM UK time for Fridays, 4 PM UK time for the Mac show. So if you're into the Apple side of things, because we usually don't talk Apple on the big show. And usually I say, because sometimes we do. you can just head over to chat.britishtechnetwork.com And you're in, and you can see all the awesome links and the cool things that are coming up and literally everything that we've talked about in the chat or that we are talking about in the chat. But if you are listening to this in your favorite podcast player of choice, so after the fact, like when the recorded version, obviously you can't join the live chat. That's not how it works until we find, like, we invent time travel. Maybe with subspace and traveling around the planet, I don't know, on the sun at high warp, something like that. We eventually might get there. But you can still at least get to the links and see what we've talked about. And in order to do that, you head over to britishtechnetwork.com/chat. And then there is a little calendar that pops up where you have to select today's date, the recording date, not the date when you're listening to this, which might be a little later. There's a little backlog right now. You put in the recording date, which is, I'm going to tell you what it is, the 9th of March, 2023. March 9th, 2023. And then you will see everything that we've talked about. So, gentlemen, it is time for the cool thing, as I already said. So, Ben, Rich has to put time travel on the script.
Hang on.
Ben, what's your cool thing?
Okay. You know that I still fancy my days as a gamer. Well, you know, I have a pretty credible machine, but it's not quite a gaming rig. Do you know how I can turn it into a gaming rig? With GeForce Now. I'm going to say I completely stole this from App Stories when John talked about it. But it makes a lot of sense. With modern streaming or modern ISPs as good as they are, why get yourself a high-powered rig when you can rent that power straight from NVIDIA, play all sorts of games, especially for me on a Mac, that I couldn't normally play, and all the games I buy on Steam and Epic, well, I can access my libraries and just play them on that streaming virtual machine. The pricing is pretty damn good too. You get a quote unquote basic rig for free. For $10 a month, you get a premium rig, and then for $20 a month, you now get a RTX 4080 for some pretty high powered gaming. That's probably a lot less you'd be paying monthly for that gaming machine. And in addition to your computer, you can use it on your tablet. You can use it on your smartphone. It's just a really interesting service.
I think it's a great thing when it works. And NVIDIA had to do something with those 4080s they can't sell.
Yeah.
But you're absolutely right though. It's $8.99 a month here.
Yeah.
And it's
that's not bad.
You don't need any more than that. Like that $8.99 is up to 1080p and 60 frames a second. That's all I'm trying to do.
Maximum sit down session. So I mean that's the only limitation, but I mean I'm sure that's enough for most people.
Yeah. That's all I'm trying to do with my gaming PC here. I've got 1080p 60 hertz monitors. There's no point in trying to do any more.
Very nice. Yeah. So yeah, if I mean, especially for those people who are on macOS, where it's not as easy to find games, this is a good solution.
That's to be fair. How much is a 4080 right now?
It's the $19.99. Essentially, you get the upgrade from the 3080.
I could buy one though, which makes it that £1,313 on Amazon right now for random 4080.
So you'd be able to pay that off in about 5 years.
Yeah.
Hey.
And that's just a graphics card without the rest of the computer attached.
Yeah.
A 4090 is £1,884, which is only a few hundred pounds less than this whole computer I'm sat next to.
Exactly. Ian, what's your cool thing?
My cool thing I've just dropped in the chat is I've been using the app Notion for a year or so now. It's brilliant note-taking, note-collecting app. You can do a million things with it, and there's a whole world of YouTube videos out there for how far down the rabbit hole you want to go. And relating back to something we were talking about earlier on, they've introduced AI into the application now. So
of course
when it came, yeah, well, everybody is, aren't they, after all? And I mean, they're going to charge for their service after your limited number of free usage. I had a little play with just to see what the fuss was about, and I was really impressed. I mean, it generated me some random blurb that I could whack on a couple of slides I was creating. I was waiting a short couple of sentences or something. I was, well, let's see if you can do it. This and that, yeah. And it produced me a few sentences of readable, useful technical verb. You just said, create some more, and it just created me some more. Demoing to my family, so is it this thing? And I said, do me a thing on Shakespeare sonnets, and it gave me a short essay. You know, brilliant little thing for note collecting. And from the point of view of note collecting as well, it can be useful. You just want to grab a little bit of information, have it fill out and pad out the rest of the notes you've taken. And you can get it also if you're using it for summarizing a meeting. It will take your notes and then form that into a set of minutes. Well, nice, really.
And put in decisions you haven't even made, and things you haven't even discussed.
And tonight, Bink, you are going to take over the world. And yeah, so, but yeah, I'm impressed. It looks really good.
Yeah, and today we've decided to buy 100 washing machines and 5 dryers, because why not?
Mm. So it looks interesting. I've been quite impressed with it. I've not sort of dabbled too much with the other stuff, but this is sort of relatively useful usage for the tech. So yeah, no.
Yeah, I know some people and other podcasts are big fans of Notion. So.
Yeah, a lot of it's got a lot of traction. That, and there's another one called Obsidian that a lot of people got track with. But you can fall down the rabbit hole of the productivity guru, and then you can spend all your time customizing the thing to the nth degree and not actually get anything done.
Yeah,
that's
kind of the point, right?
Yeah, it seems to be. Yeah. I mean, Obsidian's fantastic tool. You can customize it to the nth degree to do what you want with it, but in the end, you spend more time pissing around with it, and was my experience when I used it, than I did actually using it. So therefore, it lost, whereas Notion, I've worked out what I need to do with it, and now it kind of sits there to gather my recipes in, to gather notes about tech, to gather notes about other bits and pieces, information I want to save, so in case I need to come back to it. Sort of a replacement for Evernote in that kind of scheme of things. That's great. Okay. Recommend
it. Sounds awesome. Thanks, Ian. Rich, I think that means it's your turn. You're still
external Alcatraz Island, daytime. We see a helicopter landing on Alcatraz Island. The camera zooms in to reveal Dwayne Johnson stepping out of the chopper. He is dressed in black leather pants, a tank top, and sporting long hair, tattoos, and a guitar case in hand. He makes his way to the abandoned prison and enters a hidden tunnel. Dwayne finds himself in a secret room where a group of scientists is working on a time travel machine. They reveal to him that an asteroid is heading toward Earth, and they need him to travel back in time to stop it. Dwayne is skeptical at first, but realizes that his love for music can help him save the world. The scientists activate the time machine, and Dwayne finds himself transported to the 1980s. Eternal rock club nighttime. Dwayne finds himself in a rock club, and the audience is cheering as he takes the stage. He starts playing his guitar, and the crowd goes wild. After the show, he meets a young journalist named Rachel, played by Emma Stone, who tells him about a meteorite that crashed in a nearby desert. Dwayne realizes this could be his chance, but this could be the asteroid they're looking for, and sets off on a mission to find it. Along the way, he faces challenges from the government and meets a group of rebels who help him in his quest. I've got a bit vague there with that one.
Okay.
Finally, Dwayne reaches the site of the meteorite and discovers that it may contain a powerful energy source. He realizes that he can use his music to harness this energy and destroy the asteroid.
Oh my God.
Dwayne sets up his equipment with the help of the rebels, starts playing a powerful guitar riff that creates a massive shockwave, destroying the asteroid and saving the world.
Oh my god.
External awesome. Desert, daytime. Dwayne is hailed as a hero and given a medal of honor. Rachel congratulates him and they share a romantic moment. Oh. Dwayne realizes that he needs to go back to his own time and says goodbye to his new friends. Dwayne returns to the present day where the scientists thank him for his heroic efforts. Dwayne takes his guitar and starts playing a new song inspired by his time travel experience. Fade out.
Wow.
Directed by Michael Bay, coming soon.
Yeah, exactly. That's too good.
I have seen worse films than that.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
He's probably he's made worse films than that.
Yes.
Yeah. Have you seen Doom?
Yeah. Thank you, ChatGPT.
Even your dog is impressed.
Yeah, it was good, wasn't it, Paige? He's not impressed. He's wanting stuff for his face. It's been
amazing. Yeah, well, my friend worked on Bad Boys 3, so I'm getting Bruckheimer.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
Good
that
idea.
Would work.
Let's do that. That would work. Yeah, and if you want it really bad, you get Spielberg.
And it is called the film Rockstar Savior.
Wow.
Although I'd like to retitle it Between a Rock and a Hard Place.
Oh, that's even better. So is that your cool thing?
That's my cool thing. I mean, he did another one not involving time travel that starred Sandra Bullock as well. But
oh.
And that one had an alien. Yeah, it's all good. It's all good.
So I have to say, between the two versions, does The Rock get both Sandra Bullock and Emma Stone?
Hang on, let me cut. I don't know that he gets Sandra Bullock. Hang on. No, it did. No, it, right. So at the end of the Sandra Bullock script, they share a moment of mutual respect and admiration rather than a romantic moment. So no, he doesn't pull Sandra Bullock, but he does get Emma Stone. That's not a bad 1 out of 2, The Rock.
No.
Take the win.
Awesome.
I mean, he's good enough. He doesn't quite take the mickey out of himself, does The Rock. He does play for laughs, doesn't he? I mean, you've got to admit for that.
Yeah. I think he would make that. It was better than that last one he was in with Sandra Bullock. Oh, no, that was Channing Tatum. They're all the same person, these people.
Yeah.
Oh, the Last City?
Yeah. I actually watched that.
I think this is along the same lines where it doesn't take itself seriously.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they tell you every cigarette takes 2 minutes off your life, but they don't warn you about what you're going to lose watching Channing Tatum and Sandra Bullock movies. You know, because each one of them is an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. Just saying. And they're a lot less fun going down.
Don't forget Harry Potter as the bad guy.
Oh, yeah. Whose idea was that? I did forget. I've seen this film. I forgot that he was in it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The trouble with Daniel Radcliffe is when he's acting, I don't find him believable as a human. Nope. And it's like, it doesn't matter what he's playing. Like, I don't believe anyone speaks like that, Daniel. Shut up.
Uh-huh.
Just stop it. You looked a bit like Harry Potter when you were 12. Now go away. If his mum had bought him square glasses that day, totally different life for him. No, got him the round glasses. Someone went, oh, he looks like Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm.
A description in a book. And
stolen from other books.
Now we still have to put up with looking at Daniel Radcliffe in films. Like, yeah, what was that about? He should have just made those and left us hell alone.
Yeah. My cool thing today kind of fits into that pattern because it is also a science fiction show. It is also happening in space. There is asteroids, actually. It's called The Ark. It's a brand new show just released. I think it's not available in the UK. It's only in the US and Canada as of yet. But I think that's coming from what I've seen. For me, I don't know. Is it the most, like, it kind of, for me, goes in the direction of Babylon 5, like, from the budget and the, like, overall, like, appeal. It's a really good show, but you can tell that they ran out of budget here, left, right, and center.
Yeah, they had no budget for the CGI.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
Because Patrice, when Patrice says it's like Babylon 5, she's not talking about the plot. She's talking about the graphics quality.
Yes, yeah, exactly. I mean, sure, like the CGI is about, what is that, 30 years more modern? So what you can do with probably about the same budget, but 30 years later. So it is better quality, but compared to like whatever, a Star Trek show or something, I mean, you can tell, okay, this had not a lot of budget. But the story is really interesting. It's like it's basically the first arc traveling to another solar system to settle there. And stuff goes wrong on the way, and it's kind of what was that Jennifer Lawrence movie?
Oh, the Passengers.
Oh yeah, Passenger. Yeah, it's kind of that, but better, with less budget and better. It's a really interesting story. A lot about the people on the Ark, mm-hmm. and a lot of them are not like you. Over time, you learn that a lot of them have something to hide baggage. Or have baggage. Exactly, they have reasons why they're leaving their planet. Mm-hmm. and it's really interesting to unravel all those mysteries, and at the same time they're kind of fighting against space, because space is mm-hmm. hella dangerous and wants to kill you all the time, and it's not even aliens coming, it's just physics. Maybe. We don't know. But so far, it's like physics and stuff. Like, that just space is dangerous. And they have to deal with that with no support, because they're far away from any support they could get. So it's a really, really cool story.
I will say this. It's a slow burn.
Oh, yeah.
They take multiple episodes to set stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, one of the other offers, he's an unsufferable blowhard. Well, mm-hmm. you find out why he's an insufferable blowhard.
Yes, exactly. It's really cool. Like the character, the characters are kind of where this shines. So not so much the CGI, not so much the action. It's more about the characters, and that's what makes it really interesting.
Yeah, yeah, and I mean, you, like I said, with the one guy. I mean, there are things in the first couple episodes you think maybe it's bad writing or mm-hmm. it's just not a character. You find out those were deliberate decisions mm-hmm. that definitely pay off.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So yeah, it's a really cool show. I really enjoy it. I didn't think I would enjoy. I mean, I like science fiction, and I have a soft spot mm-hmm. for, let's say, the lesser known, lower budget things. But I wasn't at the beginning. As Ben said, it's a slow burn, and I wasn't sure about it. And then it grabbed me. So like, stick with it.
Yeah. Stay for the cute curly chick.
Mm-hmm.
or go in for the cute curly chick, stay for what is actually a good series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this is only, I mean, they literally just started, like the first, I think, 6 or 7 episodes are out, so
yeah,
it's brand new. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like a lot of shows in the first season. There's you see sometimes the rough patches where it's like, they had to figure things out still. That's okay.
I will literally be watching the next episode as we get off air.
Me too.
So do your outros quickly.
Okay, let's do that then. Thank you. Thanks everybody for being here. And let's go around the room and let people know where they can find you. And I'm going to start with Ian.
Me? You can find me on either here on a Thursday usually. I'll be here talking nonsense about tech. And if not, I'm on LinkedIn. Look for me there, Ian Grant. That's the usual. So that's about it for me at the moment.
Sounds good.
Maybe a rising TikTok star after I've had a look at it when I go back.
Okay, we'll have an eye on TikTok. Rich, you are already on TikTok, so where else can people find out about
bloody things? Everywhere. Honestly, right? Just due to the miracle of DNS rerouting, whatever. The word left, but it's not rerouting, is it? Redirects.
Redirects.
Yeah, just go to earlymorningbarking.com and that will take you to all my links of everything.
Nice.
Like YouTube and TikTok and Twitch and Patreon and Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. Oh, I got a blue tick on Twitter because I thought make me feel important.
Yeah. Did you buy it?
I did.
Did you buy Twitter? No.
Because I bought it. It's, you know, they wouldn't give me one when you had to be given them. I did ask. They said no. But yeah, I've got that. It makes no difference to anything. I'm probably not going to keep it. We'll see.
Doesn't matter. Inside is anyway going to shut down. So
yeah, this is going to crash.
Yeah. Someone who's not going to crash is Ben. Where can people find out more about you?
Well, I wouldn't go that far. But you can find me on your social media choice at Ben Rathick. You can also find me at my interim website, my permanently interim website, RathickTech.blogspot.com. Also tonight, I will be making a special guest appearance on In Touch with iOS.
Nice.
For those of you in the States, or if you are up really, really late in Europe.
Yeah, you should definitely check that out. It's always awesome. And you can find me every week here on The Big Show on Thursdays. Also tomorrow on The Mac Show, if you're into the Apple side of things. There's some news this week, so we're definitely going to talk about that. You can find out everything I'm doing, all the podcasts, the projects, the social medias. I think there's a Twitter link still, but don't use it. Like, just give up on it. Yeah, you can find all of that on thebatteries.com. And if you want to join the awesome side of social media and join Mastodon and you don't know where to go yet, head over to techhangout.social and join our Mastodon server that I'm hosting. And it's a lot of fun, by the way, to do. You can use a server that you trust. I hope, at least. And you can find all of us also on Mastodon at British Tech. At British Tech at techhangout.social. Wow, that's hard. At British Tech at techhangout.social on Mastodon. Also on Twitter at British Tech and BritishTechNetwork.com. And yeah, with that, thanks to TSO Host again. Thanks to Ewan and to Motorbiker and to all the awesome people in the chat and all the awesome people out there listening. I promise we will get back to posting. There's a backlog, but at least I know Jeff has uploaded everything. And yeah, with that, thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye-bye.